Hassel, Brother and Sister. St. Helena, California, June 17, 1908. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I have been very much burdened since leaving the campground, and since I have arrived home, I have not slept well. In some respects, the atmosphere here does not seem so good as that in Oakland. We have plenty of sunshine, but I found the bracing air at Melrose very beneficial. Yet I have not realized the exhaustion that I expected I would experience. I will not let go of the Mighty One, my Savior. He is my strength, my front guard, and my rearward. When we got onto the car at Melrose, we found that we were without tickets, for Elder Sutherland, who had them, had missed the train. We reached home, however, without much inconvenience. Miss Hannaford and Ellis James, who had earned some money on the campground by canvassing, were able to provide sufficient to get the tickets we needed. I find plenty of work to do of such a character that I dare not leave it undone. My trust is in the Lord. The consideration of the matters relating to Sister Gottsian's money in the St. Helena Sanitarium has been a trial to me. The action of the sanitarium, it has been hard for me to reconcile with the principles of true justice. Last night, I received instruction that made a deep impression upon my mind. If the men and women who claim to believe the truth would act in harmony with the truth, there would be decided changes made in all our churches. When we returned to this country from Australia, many things in the work seemed to be going in wrong lines. The Lord sent messages at that time regarding crooked things that needed to be made straight, but the messages were not heeded. There are many souls who, I am afraid, will never be rid of their religious delusions, but will perish in them. Oh, how I long to see our church members clothed with their beautiful garments and prepared to go forth to meet the bridegroom. I am in fear and trembling for many who have not yet on the wedding garment. They are like the blind. They do not discern their dangers. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. There are many who are expecting to sit down to the marriage supper of the Lamb, who are unprepared for the coming of the King. I would be glad if you would drop me a line, telling how the Melrose meeting closed. Be of good courage in the Lord, and He will strengthen and help you.